again, the issue comes up is the value. And the taxpayer has a responsibility. Each of us do as taxpayers. And what I believe Mrs. Wyatt is saying is that when you acquired that, you had a responsibility to take care of it. Now, granted, you didn't, you know, I don't know what for. But to change the value is an interesting thing for them to face on its value. I mean, you can take and make it a house that is just not worth anything. The assessor missed reassessment and they kept it at a high value. Somebody didn't pay any attention. Comes along 2 or 3 years later and asks for it to be changed. Well, the assessor, the statute's clear, I cannot change it at the assessment, so the old county commission gets the next bounce, and whether they can do anything or not is questionable, I believe.
The reason they require the assessor to assess, put an appraised value on the property on January 1st of that year is because they're witnessing what's there right then. They're supposed to appraise what's there right then. And the county commission cannot set up and put an appraised value on something in 2009, what was there in 2017. We don't have that. And that's why they set all of the laws so that the customer has an option to question at any time. So the customer's given that assessed value, and if he or she disagrees with what that value is, that market value at that time, there's all those provisions for them to go through to correct it, and everybody watch one another. The customer can watch with it. And then if the customer misses that, they get that tax bill. And if when they get that tax bill that they see what that value means tax-wise, then they have an option to question it then. And if the customer would have paid and paid under protest or paid in any way, if they would have paid the bill, then there's another statute that allows it to be looked at. The only other statute that I'm aware of, unless you have one outside of that, is which Assessor Pennell referenced to, is when the property goes to tax sale, there's a statute that allows, and which I've never known it to be used by Taney County Commission, but it allows them to go through any property, say the collector could bring it to them, that will not bring at the tax sale what the taxes are against it on. And in that case, then the county commission on that statute has the right to lower the taxes to what it would bring at the tax sale. That's the only one that I'm aware of.
And I get all that. And maybe we protest or stuff. We do all that stuff in a timely manner. But I just want to reiterate that we weren't around in this deal up until late last year. So all we're trying to do is see what, if anything, can be done in order to correct the 17, 18. And it sounds like 19 is correct, and that's fine. And that's something we'll have to go back on. Sam Bailey, and there's miscommunication there. He had a partnership with Gary Schaefer, and Gary didn't do this, Sam didn't do this, and they both didn't do anything. Nobody knows who did what, if anything. And then we're brought into it, and at least we're here to try to get something done. Because these taxes have to be paid. We're not going to go to the tax sale, I'll tell you that. No. We're going to get them paid this week and get it rectified. But we're just trying to see what if anything, we'll take care of anything on the back end. It's obviously, that's nobody else's deal but ours. But we're trying to just make a bad situation for everybody on our end better, if at all possible. That's what we're trying to do.
And I understand, as one commissioner, I'm not hard-nosed on that. It's no one should pay more than what they owe. And that's why they're given all the chances, but I can't determine what they owe on back 2 years ago. And that's why, once again, when you close on anything, due diligence is you check to see, and if you don't go through a title company, you check to see. We have many people that go in and they check to see, are there any taxis doing this property? They do it all the time. And it's available on the web to, you know, to look at that property. It has its own parcel number to check to see if there's any taxis due. And in whatever deal is made is outside the county commission.
Now this is separate than the hotel, correct?
Yes, sir.
This is, okay, just have to check. Mm-hmm. Now, since the taxes have not been paid for 17-18, if they were to be paid in protest, does that still allow the ability to go before the Board of Equalization?
You can pay 2019 in protest. It has to be the current year. The state tax, that's with the state tax commission. And when you pay the tax bill, you'll pay it with the county collector, and it'll be for the current year.
So 17, 18, whatever's owed on them cannot be paid in protest.
Let the collector answer that.
Okay. I'm just trying to help out on the other end. It's just,
I understand.
Believe it or not, I'm going to be fine on this deal. It's the other side of the partnership that's going to take it. I mean, we just say we come down here and try to see if we can resolve it. So.
Appreciate that.
Okay. Yeah. You get a check this week.
I need a motion. Exhibit A. Make a motion to deny Exhibit A. July 25th, 2019. Is that today?
July 15th.
I don't jump ahead, do I? Sorry. Make a motion to deny Exhibit A, July 15th, 2019.
You need the abatement numbers?
Not since it's under the...
Okay, under Exhibit A. I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? One abstain. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Intergovernmental agreement for use of shooting range, City of Branson, addendum number 18087S.
I've not seen this one. I assume it's the same as it was last year.
That's what I was told. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's just a renewal between the city and the county. I don't have the agreement, but I have her attorney's letter saying it's just a renewal.
Okay.
And he just prepared the addendum to change the date from August 28, 2019 to August 27, 2020. Is everything okay?
Yeah. Move to approve the addendum to the intergovernmental cooperative agreement line between Taney County and the City of Branson.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Amendment to Agreement for County Road Signs, Newland Signs Incorporated, number 19-064 Road Bridge. have a letter dated July 11, 2019 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and he approves the amendment as to form. The contractor did provide an updated pricing list for 2019, and he's prepared the amendment to the agreement.
Did you agree with the pricing list?
Yes.
This is for June 11, 2019 to June 10, 2020.
You guys good?
Good.
Move to approve the amendment to the agreement for county road signs by and between Taney County and Newman Signs Incorporated.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. We will be in recess until 9:30, and we will reconvene upstairs for executive session for 610-021-1 and 3, legal and personnel. We'll be in recess.